You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Everybody has heard of a red flag in a relationship. In fact, that became the fodder for a lot of magazines for many years and books, self-help books. How to spot the red flag. What to do when you come across a red flag in a relationship. So I think we're all pretty schooled on these big things that are red flags. But I guess, Jer, there are additional flags that now we're learning about.
We have a new color to worry about now. And what I did is I went ahead and pulled Oshkosh Bajosh in here because he's our resident 20-something that can help walk us through this. And he's out in the dating world. But now we're supposed to be concerned about beige flags when you're out dating. And the story here says beige flags are closely linked to ick culture. What's ick culture, Josh?
I feel like it's one of the dumbest things in the world, but it's like you could be going on a date with someone and it could be going really, really well, and then all of a sudden, it's more tailored towards women. Women get the ick. Guys are so happy they're just on a date that they don't really notice things.
Okay.
But it's more closely tailored for women where they'll see like the way the man chews his food or the way he, you know, looks at his phone or holds his fork or spoon, and all of a sudden they can never look at him the same. I mean, I've seen things on TikTok now or Twitter where a girl will be like, I've been happily married for 3 years, just noticed something that my husband does and I can't even look at him the same way. And I'm like, what is this?
So
what is
it's happening? Like a small little specific thing and you kind of never regain attraction to your partner again because you're like,
I'm like, okay.
Okay, so that's essentially what they're saying then, that the beige flags are. Like at one point somebody would, you know, hawk a loogie or something, and then that's like all that's stuck in your mind. Like they just had to get something out of your throat, but Now there's two other terms for the beige flags. The beige flags are something that is neither good nor bad, but just makes you pause for a minute and you're like, huh, that could be an issue in the future. And the third aspect of being a beige flag is you're just boring. Your partner is essentially beige. You like them. You're not madly in love with them, though. The nookie is fine. The kisses are so-so. They're not bringing much to the table, but they're nice. They're just beige.
Going back to that second one for just a second, where it's something that could turn into, it's almost like the yellow light at an intersection. It's,
do I stop,
green,
do I go?
You're going through, it's turning yellow.
Yes.
And so it's prepping you for the red. And that might be the same thing with a beige flag, is that something comes up and you're like, oh no, I think I'm about to stumble into a red flag in this relationship.
And usually this thing is saying like it's just kind of silly little things. Like the one example
they put,
this person had an unexplained aversion to mayonnaise. And you're kind of like, huh, okay.
Well, yeah, we've had multiple shows that are, you know, all about what's the irrational, silly thing that turned you off and made you stop dating someone. And the calls are always hilarious. So I get that, but now let's jump ahead to this boring aspect. Is that necessarily a bad thing?
I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing in some respects.
Early in a relationship, you might be scared off by boring, but eventually you'll come to appreciate boring. Am I right?
100% you're right. Yes, and then you had an observation about how you're sick of seeing everybody list stuff on their dating profile.
So I was on a dating app for like 6 days in my life. That's all I had, and that was enough for me. I met the person that I dated for a long time, and I was done with it. But what I noticed was, it's just like every other social media thing you ever see in your life. Like, it is like, I am the most outgoing person. I travel the world on my weekends and then make it back to work on Monday. I do this, that, and the other. And I'm like, it's not real life again. I get it. You want to put your best foot forward on these apps. I understand. But it's like, you make yourself look like you're this, you know, the wealthiest person in the world who travels to France on Friday, makes it back into the office on Monday. And I'm like, I want someone who's like, I'm exhausted on Friday, so I want to watch a movie with you, get some pizza, and go to sleep. Like,
you might need to date me.
Yeah, seriously, I'm down. That's what I'm saying, though. It's I want someone more real, and you do not get that on those dating
apps. So boring's not a bad thing. I mean, it's nice to have downtime with somebody new and just watch Netflix.
You know what the problem is? The problem is the framing of it, and it's the label, boring. Because I don't even think that is what you're describing.
No, it's
an
homebody.
Easy... it's a catch-all word that I see gets across the point, but somebody hears boring, and they have a different negative connotation.
Totally.
And I agree with you. It doesn't need to be. It's the, I don't always need to be doing something spectacular just for the social media post, just so I have an Instagram photo
that's
that
what
I
it
can
is.
Share.
You want somebody that doesn't have the Instagram lifestyle.
Totally.
Yes. And I do think about that. I have friends of mine who are, they're, I guess you could say they're falling into Josh's definition of boring, and their significant other is the everyday posting things on social media about what a fabulous life they're living and what they're doing. They don't gel that way. One of them is the boring person, and one is the, I every day have to show the world that I am an outrageously fun person. And I don't know how they manage to stay together. Unless it's just an agreement that they have. You be boring. I'm going to
be
this
fun.
Person. I'll be the person who needs the attention.
It's fun if you're always posting on social. I mean, we've even talked about that. The happiest couples are the ones that aren't posting constantly.
That is correct. We just had what was that? The marriage topic. The happiest marriages are people that don't go on there and say happy birthday and happy anniversary.
They don't have to prove to the world that they're happy.
That's what you're looking for?
Yeah, those the people that post constantly are the ones that I'm like, I don't need to be following you. I'm okay. I'm good.
Yeah.
Thank you, though.
You're just making me feel bad about myself.
It's just overkill, man. It's too much.
So what have we what conclusion have we reached from this? That it might be called a beige flag, but we like it.
With it. Yeah. I mean, you could totally comment, with a phone call or text message too regarding the other aspect, like the one little thing that you saw when you were dating somebody and you were like, huh, I guess I'm not gonna get that out of my head now. That he rubs his cat on his face every night. That's a beige flag, right?
Is that wrong? Kelsey wrote in and said, this topic is cracking me up because I used to be the person who needed to be on the go at all times. My dating profile was a picture of me on my mountain bike, and I always posted all the fun things I was doing. Now, just a few years later, I still have the bike, but I only get it out about twice a month. And when I get invitations to go out on weekends, I turned down half of them so I can be boring at home.
Hey.
I love this line. She goes, thank you for validating my existence. Well, you are welcome, Kelsey.
Anytime. You do
you. There's
nothing
wrong with you. You know, before we read these other ones, let me just throw in that, you know what this all comes down to? It comes down to the B word. And I hate to say the B word because it's such a self-help book buzzword. But the B word in this case is, and we got to say it, is balance, right? It is balance. You got the people who have to be on the go nonstop. And then you got the people who are always boring. And it needs to at least be mentioned that that does end relationships too, when one person is so boring and won't do anything.
Well, yeah, they're a total dud.
Right.
There's no excitement.
They only want to be on the couch 365 days a year. That ends relationships also. So let's throw in the B word, a little bit of balance here. Okay.
All right.
And then your life should be swell. All right, what else do we have?
Well, the other two that came in that I want to read are based on the ick culture idea, where you're turned off by one small specific thing. That's your beige thing. Cassie said, you're so funny, boys. I had to stop dating a guy because when we watched movies or TV at home, he would take his socks and shoes off and rub his feet together back and forth for the entire show every single time.
Yeah.
She said, it was a small thing, but it consumed me. Total beige flag. And then Kathy said, hey, my beige boys. Hey.
Hey.
I bailed on a man because he always had hot sauce on him. He carried a little bottle of Tabasco in his pocket, and he would put it on all his food when we went out to eat. Really, not that big of a deal, but it was so weird I had to leave him. That's from Kathy.
Is that Tabasco in your pocket?
As a matter of fact, it is.
Oh, let's take a quick phone call, too. Here's Kelly, who's been holding. Hey, Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
So what do you want to say about all of this?
So I think when you're talking about the idea of being boring, you got to, reframe your thinking of it, because a lot of people are introverted and they like that whole stay-in mentality, and I think it really does play into more of what you were saying of whether or not a person is interesting. And if you find a person interesting, then you can constantly learn new things and like the relationship flourishes. But if you're looking at someone and like, wow, I find nothing about this person interesting, then you know, whether you're going out every weekend or you're relaxing every weekend, you're not going to enjoy yourself with that
person.
That's
a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have an ick story?
I would stop short of saying that somebody who's boring, you know, or introverted people are by nature boring. Introverted people just don't need a whole like room full of people around them, but they usually do really well with one or two people. So I don't know. Have you had an ick situation in a relationship?
Yeah, so I was dating a guy and it was going very well, but he came to visit me for the first time and we were in different states. So when he came, he stayed at my house, and first morning there, he, if I hear him in the morning, it's totally fine. And then I hear a blow dryer going, which on the surface is like totally fine. I don't mind when using my blow dryer, except for the fact that it like isn't something I use. So it was like hidden deep in my bathroom cabinet. So that meant that
he searched for it.
First morning staying in my house, he like, yeah, rifled through all of my cabinets. And I was like, that's a little weird. I don't know that I enjoy knowing that he did that.
So it was just a blow dryer that set you off. That's really funny.
How was his hair? Was it perfectly coiffed? I mean, did he look good?
Yeah, he came out looking nicely groomed. He was always a real nice groomed guy.
Did you break up with him, though?
Ooh.
Did you break up with him?
Not for a while, no.
Okay.
You know what would have been a funny breakup is when you went to...
I more than, like, one ick. So.
Right, yeah, weeks, right.
Yeah.
You know, it would have been funny if you broke up with him, if you had gifted him your blow dryer, which you didn't use that much anyway, and just said, you know, I think you'll be happier here with this than with me.
Yeah.
Go and live your life. Kelly, thanks for making us laugh. Thank you for being on the show. We appreciate you. Amy wrote in and she goes, boring equals financially responsible.
Oh, you know, you got a good point. You're not out blowing your money. You're at home with a fat bank account.
That's funny, Amy. Thank you for being on the show with us. I like this.
Yeah,
I think
fun.
What we've determined is that beige is not bad.
Beige is fine. Two beige people just need to find each other, I think.
Truth.
And beige it up. Move to Highlands Ranch and live in your beige house and wear your
Tope
beige
house.
Your beige pants.